Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today marks a special occasion, as I reflect on 21 years and more than 20,000 posts since I took up the role of managing editor at OS News. It's a bit mind-boggling to think about just how far both the tech world and our reporting have come over that span of time. Back in June 2005, when I officially stepped into this position, the tech world already felt like it was moving at breakneck speed, but in hindsight, it was only the beginning. We've witnessed a staggering transformation of the entire technology ecosystem, from the quiet determination of open-source projects like Linux slowly finding their footing on desktops, to the explosion of mobile alternatives like Android and Chrome OS reshaping our daily digital lives. Today, user preferences are more varied than ever before, and that diversity has been one of the most fascinating facets to chronicle at OS News. Windows, which once looked untouchable, now faces healthy competition from all corners, while the operating systems we once took for granted have faded away or reinvented themselves. Remember when operating systems like BOS or Solaris seemed poised for greatness and then quietly slipped into history, only to be replaced by breakout projects like Haiku and Redox, both promising a renewed focus on user experience? The ebb and flow of OS alternatives underscore how volatile and inventive this industry has always been. On the community side, it's been equally compelling to see how public sentiment about technology has shifted, especially as newer generations approach big tech with a more critical, sometimes even skeptical, eye. Where once companies like Apple, Google, and Microsoft inspired near-mythic devotion, we now see calls for transparency, privacy, and user-centric design, especially from young people. In many ways, this mirrors conversations from the late 90s, when the internet felt like a true frontier, full of opportunity for democratized ideas. Fast forward to today, and the mass adoption of open-source software, alternative platforms, and privacy tools shows how far we've come in empowering users to shape their own digital destinies. OS News, of course, hasn't just watched from the sidelines. We've changed too, not only in what stories we cover, but also in how we operate and engage with our audience. One of the most significant transitions in recent years was our move to a reader-funded model. By removing advertisements, we've made a conscious choice to keep our coverage impartial and stay free of corporate influence. This independent approach has enabled us to probe deeper into important issues without the subtle pressure of advertising revenue steering the editorial wheel. Our commitment to independent journalism has been core to OS News since day one, and now, with our reader-centric funding, it's more integral than ever. Today, we're celebrating not just a numeric milestone but the spirit of community that fuels our work with a brand new OS News logo. This new visual identity is meant to symbolize our ongoing evolution while staying true to our roots. For the community, we're running a limited-time fundraiser with a bit of fun thrown in, the promise of a personal tattoo commemorating just how much this journey has meant to me. It's more than a party. It's a moment to look back with gratitude and ahead with optimism, all while strengthening our bonds with the readers who have made everything possible. So before diving into some of the latest headlines, let me offer my deepest thanks to everyone who has contributed, commented, or simply read along across our history. It's your enthusiasm, patience, and sharp insights that have kept us motivated, and it's your trust that continues to give independent journalism its meaning. Let's turn now to some of the most interesting developments in the tech world this week, focusing as always on stories that might otherwise get lost in the noise. First up, Wine 11.9 has landed, bringing some major technical improvements that once again stand to benefit the open-source community at large. The highlight for many will be initial support for system threads and better compatibility with Wayland, which is continuing its slow but sure ascent as the future of Linux desktops. In practical terms, this means better performance and reliability for those using Linux to run Windows apps, a game-changer for anyone relying on cross-platform workflows or gaming. Beyond that, this latest Wine update addresses 24 bugs, smoothing out some persistent pain points and showing the open source ethos at its best. Listen to feedback, make improvements, repeat. Each of these incremental updates builds toward a more robust ecosystem, chipping away at the perception that Linux is only for tinkerers and developers. Now, let's talk graphics tech. AMD has announced FSR 4.1, which marks a move to bring their upscaling technology to older Radeon GPUs. This is a big deal for gamers who haven't upgraded to the very latest hardware, as FSR 4.1 stands to deliver considerable visual improvements, albeit with a slight dip in performance compared to newer GPUs. It's another example of how, in today's competitive landscape, companies are recognizing the importance of supporting existing users, rather than forcing constant upgrades. I think this decision will help prolong the useful life of current PCs, which ties in with wider conversations about hardware longevity and sustainability. Switching gears to wellness tech, Google is making waves, or perhaps stirring controversy, with the expansion of its Health Coach feature into Fitbit's premium services. While it promises to guide users towards healthier habits through AI-generated insights, there's already mounting concern about its accuracy, especially after high-profile cases of questionable or misleading advice. This raises necessary questions about how much users should trust AI-driven health recommendations and what checks are in place to safeguard against flawed data or unvetted algorithms leading people astray. As big tech wades deeper into health, the responsibility to ensure reliability, transparency, and accountability grows ever more pressing. And it's something both users and regulators will need to keep an eye on. On a somewhat related note, Microsoft has announced upcoming changes to Windows Update in response to user feedback. The big headline here is their commitment to sort out the issue of automatic downgrades of graphics drivers, which has been a constant source of frustration for many power users. It may sound like a small change, but it demonstrates Microsoft is listening more attentively to its users, and slowly but surely building more options for user control into their flagship platform. Anyone who's ever spent an afternoon troubleshooting weird driver conflicts will appreciate a move like this, because it suggests we're getting closer to that elusive blend of reliability and flexibility on Windows. Speaking of challenges, recent weeks have also revealed new vulnerabilities within the Linux ecosystem, specifically, the Fragnesia and SSH keysign PWN bugs, which once again bring security and community vigilance to the fore. These kinds of discoveries are reminders that even mature open-source projects are never fully immune from critical flaws, and must remain agile to patch threats as they emerge. What's encouraging is the way the Linux community continues to prioritize transparency and rapid response, setting an example for the wider industry. This also ties into a new development, the Linux kernel's latest approach to documentation and AI usage in bug reporting, which aims to define security bugs more rigorously and quell the flood of low-quality, AI-generated reports that can bog down maintainers. As AI tools become more mainstream, their ability to generate masses of bug reports or false positives brings new challenges, including the potential for burnout among those responsible for actually fixing the issues. The kernel maintainers' new guidelines explicitly encourage responsible, quality-focused AI usage. Another sign that the open-source world is leading the way in setting thoughtful standards for emerging technologies. Now, there's been significant movement on the legislative front as well, with California's Protect Our Games Act making headlines for its ambition to safeguard gamers' rights. This bill requires publishers to either refund players or provide an offline version if an online game is shut down, offering some much-needed protection to consumers who previously had little recourse when their favorite games vanish from servers. It's an important step in recognizing that digital goods, whether they're games, media, or services, are not less valuable or less deserving of protection than their physical counterparts. In the longer run, this could serve as a blueprint for other jurisdictions looking to strengthen digital rights and marks the kind of thoughtful response to the changing dynamics between creators, companies, and consumers. Another headline-grabbing legislative proposal is the Connected Vehicle Security Act, designed to permanently bar Chinese vehicles from U.S. roads if they include any China-developed connectivity software. The bipartisan support behind this act highlights growing concern about digital security and consumer privacy, especially as vehicles become increasingly integrated with networked, data-heavy systems. It's a reminder that technology policy is now inseparable from issues of national security, trade, and individual freedom. Whether or not this particular bill makes it into law, the debate it has sparked will likely continue for years to come, shaping everything from auto manufacturing to the AI and software supply chains behind the modern car. All these changes in hardware support, AI usage, digital rights, and security policy speak to the increasingly complex global nature of the tech world we cover every day. At OS News, our job has always been to bring clarity, context, and critical thinking to these sprawling issues, whether they're technical or cultural. After 21 years at the helm and more than 20,000 stories told, my main takeaway is that meaningful progress isn't just measured in software versions or new devices. It's about building trust, nurturing community, challenging assumptions, and keeping conversation alive as technology reshapes every aspect of our lives, sometimes in subtle ways, sometimes all at once. As we look forward to the next 20 years, The real promise of tech journalism lies in independent voices, collaborating directly with readers, not just reporting for them. That's how we'll keep the flame of thoughtful, community-driven technology reporting burning bright for decades to come. I want to finish this episode by once again expressing my gratitude for your continued support. Whether you've been with us since the early days or just found us this year, you're a core part of OS News, success and spirit. Every comment, every donation, every suggestion shapes OS News in ways I never imagined, and it's this interaction with a passionate audience that keeps us moving forward. If you'd like to support our work and help us to continue this mission, please check out the fundraiser details on osnews.com and consider joining the effort. Here's to the next 20,000 stories, to the progress and problems ahead, and to all of us, doing our darndest to make sense of the ever-evolving world of technology. Thanks for listening.